There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
When you need professional building materials in a hurry, the Home Depot has your back. With a huge selection of pro-grade building materials from the brands you trust. Lumber, roofing, concrete, and insulation. No matter what you need, all you have to do is ask. You can even get job lot quantities of work materials sent right where you need them with job site delivery. Exactly what you need, when and where you need it. The best jobs start at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission, and it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
We got games! We get better and better!
We got games! NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
We are holding up here pretty well, Mike, and you know, we haven't gotten a chance to get to it, but I was pretty amused at the idea that Caesars has listed their possible MVP candidates. And, of course, we talked to Michael Lombardi. He always refers to Mitch as MVP Mitchell. And that's because people sunk some bets on him. We know Mahomes is the favorite at 4-1. I believe Lamar Jackson's 13-2. As far as the Bears are concerned, Nick Foles coming in at 100-1, and Mitchell, MVP Mitchell, 250-1. So apparently Vegas doesn't think that Mitch is going to be lining up at quarterback.
I have a feeling it's not going to be bet down the way it was last year, right? That was the big story, that the odds changed so dramatically once people started betting on Mitch Trubisky. And it really wasn't a ridiculous notion based upon how he played in 2018. Because he struggled so much last year, we forget that in 2018, the team was 12-4 and made it to the playoffs. But we do focus on what we've seen most recently. There is a way the dominoes fall that he ends up having a good year this year. You know, it's not necessarily going to be the likely outcome, but crazier things have happened.
Mike, Brad Biggs last week it was in Thursday night, I believe, within hours of the Saints releasing Larry Warford, reported the Bears had expressed interest. You came back and they were out of it by the time that you filed something. What changed to your knowledge? Was it ever serious? And where do you think he ends up?
Yeah, I don't know that they were ever in it. And I think the way it was reported is they were considering a pursuit of Larry Warford, and all I know is I heard they're out, and I don't know that they were in. Maybe they made a phone call and found out that he wants $7 million this year. That's the report that is floating around. I think Ian Rappaport of NFL Media has that out there this morning. So, you know, you make a phone call, you get an idea of what the guy's looking for, and if it's something that doesn't fit your budget, doesn't fit your cap situation, doesn't fit your overall needs and requirements, you quickly move on.
Tom Brady has reacted pretty quickly and pretty angrily to the report that he left New England in part because of his deteriorating relationship with Josh McDaniels. Do you believe there's any element of truth to it? The guy who wrote it is pretty good.
Well, Sims and I spent a lot of time talking about this today because Chris Sims spent a year in that organization. He knows Josh McDaniels from his time with the Denver Broncos as a backup quarterback. And I think the way you harmonize this is that it's nothing directly between Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady. Josh McDaniels is just an extension of the Patriot way, and that is the thing that deteriorated with Tom Brady. He'd had enough of the Bill Belichick approach. He'd had enough of the withholding of praise. He'd had enough of the do your job, sometimes with an expletive sprinkled in there, the Bill Parcells version of it. The entire approach, the very mechanical and unfeeling and just, you know, hard-edged, demanding, no matter what you've accomplished, you're still viewed as a piece of a broader puzzle that can be thrown out at any time and replaced with another one. I think that's what wore on Tom Brady, and Josh McDaniels is part of that. He's not the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots because he's the exact opposite of Bill Belichick. He fits with Belichick. He fits with the Patriot way. So to the extent that there was a weariness from Tom Brady toward the organization, yeah, there's going to be specific strain with the individuals who are the manifestation of the Patriot way, but I think the bigger issue is he's had enough of this Bill Belichick-designed system of coaching players. And you know what? Hey, if 20 years is the shelf life, although for Gronk it was 9 years, but, you know, we had some fun talking about the concept of the things that you reach your lifetime limit of. Like, for me, it's fireworks shows. If I never go to another fireworks show, I'll be fine. I've seen it. I've done it. I've heard it. There's nothing new that's going to make me go ooh and ah. I've seen it. I'm done. It's over. And I feel like for Brady, 20 years of the Patriot way, it's over. It's done. And everyone associated with it is part of the thing that he's now sick of.
Mike, what was your take on Dr. Fauci's comments to Peter King and saying if today was September, he'd have a hard time seeing football played under those conditions because of the dangers?
Well, look, anything that would proceed, especially a sport like football, where you've got a lot of close quarter tackling and blocking and contact, and also the locker room, which is a petri dish. I mean, here's the bottom line. Until testing explodes to the point where you can test the guys on the way into a facility, you can test them on the way out of the facility. That was something that dawned on me yesterday. You know, part of the obligation these teams have to their communities is to make sure that as they leave, they're not positive. Now, here's the other thing that I don't know, and I'm not sure that the epidemiologists know at this point. Like, how quickly does the presence of the virus in your body become a positive test? Hopefully, they get to the point where the moment you've got this thing, in your bloodstream anywhere. It's going to show up when you take a quick and easy mouth swab or a finger prick test. But I think you need to be sure that people are negative as they enter. You need to be sure they're negative as they exit. And there needs to be enough testing for everyone. You know, we've heard some people say everyone who wants a test is going to get a test, or everyone who needs a test is going to get a test. Meanwhile, I don't know where the tests are. Well, by August or September, they expect the tests to be everywhere. That's the key. You're going to have to test these guys repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. And that's just the starting point to playing, especially if these guys are going to be living in their communities. The only way that you can make this work without prevalent testing and easy testing and repeated testing is that kind of half joking Area 51 concept that I had been throwing out there, where you take everybody in the league and you put them in a remote location and you make them stay there for football season. Without the kind of testing that I think that, and the NFL thinks, is going to be available by August or September, the only way to get those 256 games in would be to take everyone to a desert island, or, you know, a desert, and build a facility and play the games and keep anyone out who potentially may have the virus.
It's fascinating because I remember when there was like a staph infection problem going around NFL locker rooms.
Oh, Tampa Bay?
Yeah, and they would bring in professional cleaners to all of the play. I mean, it was like a serious issue, and this is obviously a heck of a lot more common than it was at that point.
Well, and, you know, last year there was an issue with the Patriots where they had to take two planes to a game. A plane with the people who were sick and a plane with the people who weren't sick because the flu was going around. I mean, viruses will run rampant through a locker room, and unless they are going to make dramatic changes to the way that the locker room is, and maybe that's one of the possibilities. Look, I hope the NFL is thinking through everything they can do. Maybe the locker room becomes replaced with just a series of individual stalls where, you know, and even then you have to go out onto the field. You're still going to be around each other. These viruses are going to move around, but that's something they need to be concerned about. Anybody gets in who is positive is going to potentially pass that virus to a lot of people. And the thing we need to be concerned about, you got coaches who are on the wrong side of 65, like Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll. You've got players with diabetes, like Patrick Peterson of the Cardinals. You've got offensive and defensive linemen on every team who are morbidly obese. And we've seen that in and of itself is a risk factor for a very negative outcome if you contract the coronavirus. So, look, I am holding out hope that the people who have a much greater financial interest than any of us in making sure that football happens this year are thinking through all of the permutations and coming up with a plan for handling everything. But, you know, the more I think about it, the more I talk about it, you come up with a question, you answer that question, there's five more questions that spring off of that answer. You answer those five questions, five more spring off of each of one of those answers. And they just need to have people who track this stuff all the way down and have an answer for everything and a plan for whatever may happen.
Along those lines, Mike, what do you make of the teams exploring out-of-state training camp options and the facilities that may or may not be out there for them to house the training camps?
Well, I think it makes sense. I think it's what you have to do. You know, at a time when we have seen teams abandon the off-site training camp concept because they've spent all this money on their practice facilities, and it's a hell of a lot cheaper to just stay home than take the whole show on the road. If you are in a state, in a community that is going to say, sorry, you can't do this, then you got to be ready to go somewhere else. And I also think that part of this, and the NFL is never going to admit it, but there's a political element to this where they are working with, and they're already working with the governors in these various states to see what they can and can't do. But if Gavin Newsom is going to give the NFL a hard time about staging games there, staging camp there, then you have to have the ability to say to Gavin Newsom, if you're the NFL, fine, we'll go somewhere else. You're going to make it impossible for us or impractical for us to play 49ers games in Santa Clara or Chargers and Rams games in Inglewood. We'll just take those teams somewhere else, not just for training camp, but for the whole damn season. And one of the things in the schedule that I saw last week and I looked for right away, you could take the 49ers to Arizona and play their whole season there with the Cardinals with not a single conflict. You could put the Chargers in Las Vegas, and there's only one day they'd have to clear a conflict where the two teams play on the same day all year long. long. And I think Jerry Jones and the Cowboys would want to try to suck the Rams to Texas and have those games there. You could do the same thing there, only one day that they'd have to work something out because they play on the same day. The NFL has to be ready for that. They have to be ready to be flexible and adjust if any state, if any community is going to say, you can't do what you want to do, the response needs to be, fine, we'll just do it somewhere else.
Mike, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you as always.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
That is Mike Florio. Always fun to talk to him. I want to thank everyone connected to the program today. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, means a lot to us. You listen. Thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Obamagate.
And our sound maven, Mr. Kevin Zipak.
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody.
And of course, Ray. God bless you, Ray. You do it all.
Ray.
He is our blue angel. David, Mully, have a great day, buddy. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Two things, Mully. Mark Fancel, yes. 11 o'clock with Dan Bernstein. And the second thing, happy birthday, Mom.
Ah, God bless you. Happy birthday to the woman that brought us the great man himself. God love you. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Journeyman ball player Eric Kratz.
If an ex-player tweets something out that they have the inside scoop on when the season's going to start, not true. Anything you read from an ex-player that's not involved with the union, I'm going to say is probably fake news.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This segment was brought to you by Downtown Evanston. Visit downtownevanston.org to support Evanston businesses.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The backyard is back. A place to get a breath of fresh air and get together with the family. The Home Depot is here to help you create the backyard you've always wanted. With premium, low-maintenance composite decking and fencing from brands like Trex, Fiberon, TimberTech, and Veranda. And hundreds of other options to bring your backyard back to life this year. Order online, and we're on it. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Dick Butkus on Doug Buffon.
If we would have won collectively as a team more games during his career, at least I'm positive that he would have been an All-Pro and would have played in the Pro Bowl, and I would even put Ed Obradovich in that category. They were that good. You know, and sometimes being recognized depends on how well your team does also. Green Bay, they had Leroy Caffey and Dave Robinson outside of Nitschke, and so they, as corners, you know, they would say, well, you know, you're going to put up Doug against them people, and deep down I would say, what he accomplished for us, I would say yes, but you're taking in the account that, you know, these teams won a lot and often. You know, a lot of guys do not get recognized by that fact.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Will Perdue is sitting in today.
Jerry Krause told Phil that even if you go 82-0, you're still not coming back. Jerry Reinsdorf was the one that then took Jerry Krause out of the equation, flew to Montana and met with Phil to sign a contract for 1 year so that Phil would come back for the 97-98 season. This is a business. Unfortunately, we've taken a game and made it a business as well. The numbers have to add up. The profit has to add up. How many things go on behind the scenes that people don't understand? It's just not about the X's and O's. As Michael talked about, I shouldn't be put in the position to choose. Phil Jackson understanding how to manipulate the media / his congregation, to Jerry Krause vilifying, feeling like that you guys, and I say you guys because of the time I was playing, that you guys are out to get him.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports.